Chapter 8. The Paralympics. In the 1940s, doctors started using sports therapy to help injured or disabled soldiers from World War II. Sport helped the soldiers use their limbs more efficiently and helped them psychologically too. In 1944, Britain's Dr. Ludwig Gutmann, a pioneer in the field of sports therapy, started the Stoke Mandeville Hospital in England. For Dr. Gutmann, competitive sport was very important in helping people with disabilities. In honour of the 1948 Olympic Games in London, 16 of Dr. Gutmann's disabled patients shot arrows at targets on the same day as the Olympic opening ceremony. 4 years later, a few disabled athletes came from Holland to compete at Stoke Mandeville. This event inspired the idea of international sports competitions, especially for people with disabilities, the Paralympics. The idea became more and more popular, and 8 years later, in 1960, the first Paralympic Games took place in Rome, with 400 athletes from 23 countries competing. In Beijing, in 2008, there were nearly 4,000 athletes from 145 countries. Ceremonies. The Paralympics are always in the same year as the Olympics and in the same host city. They also have a torch relay before the start of the Games to create media attention. As in the Olympics, organisers plan arts and entertainment events to show international cooperation and beauty. In Beijing in 2008, the opening ceremony included hundreds of deaf dancers dressed in white. They used sign language in their dance and moved together gracefully, forming lotus flowers, Chinese characters, circles within circles, and other exciting designs. Paralympic heroes. Competitors of all ages and disabilities come from around the world to compete in the Paralympics. Here are three special Paralympic athletes. Tanny Gray Thompson is one of Britain's greatest Paralympic athletes. She was born in 1969 with a birth defect, spina bifida. Tanny first used a wheelchair when she was 7 years old. By the time she was 13, she was competing in wheelchair athletic events. In 1988, at the Seoul Paralympics, 19-year-old Tanny won her first medal, bronze, in the 400-metre race. Over the next four Paralympics, between 1992 and 2004, she won 11 gold medals. During the time that she competed as a wheelchair athlete, she broke 35 world records. In her own words, "Spina bifida didn't really play a big part in my life." Oscar Pistorius from South Africa was born without the bone in the lower half of each leg. Doctors amputated his lower legs when he was 11 months old, and he learned to walk with man-made prosthetic legs. Today, he has got special prosthetic legs for running. They are called cheetahs, named after the wild cat. Cheetahs can run up to 70 miles per hour and are the fastest of all animals. Pistorius hoped to be the first amputee to compete in the Olympics. But before the Beijing Olympics, other competitors were worried because Pistorius's artificial limbs could give him an unfair advantage over them. An international panel of athletic groups decided that Pistorius could not compete in the regular Olympics. He appealed to an international tribunal in Switzerland, and the decision was annulled. However, he couldn't run in the Beijing Olympics because his best speed was half a second too slow. Instead, that year, Pistorius ran in the Paralympics in Beijing, and he won three gold medals in the 100-metre, 200-metre and 400-metre races. Amy Mullins is a Paralympic athlete, and she was born with the same problem as Oscar Pistorius. Like Pistorius, doctors also amputated her legs below the knee when she was a year old. Despite this, Mullins achieved world records in the 100 and 200 metres and in the long jump. At the 1996 Atlanta Games, she ran the 100 metres in 17.01 seconds and jumped 3.14 metres in the long jump. Watching disabled athletes compete inspired Amy. She didn't feel disabled at all. Her experience as an athlete gave her new ideas about what to do in life. After the Paralympics, Mullins became a fashion model, actress, and popular speaker. Designers from all over the world designed special legs for Amy. One pair was her racing legs, the artificial cheetahs, like Pistorius has got. Another was a pair that looked like real cheetah legs. Mullins took modelling photos in her realistic cheetahs, looking like a half-woman, half-cheetah. Another pair looks like natural legs, and she walks around with them in high heels. In fact, Amy can change her height by changing her legs. Amy sees herself as fully able, only with different challenges. She inspires people around the world, and it's easy to see why. People magazine named her as one of the 50 most beautiful people in the world.